Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Episode number 5. Messiah is a mitzvah? Which mitzvah? Which specific command in the Torah is called Mashiach? None. We've been learning about the concept of believing in and anticipating Mashiach. Maimonides informed us in no uncertain terms that not believing in or not even anticipating and awaiting Mashiach equals denying the whole Torah. We had copious proofs, not just from the prophets, but from Torah Moshe, the Pentateuch, or 5 books of Moses itself. The Rambam leaned on verses in Deuteronomy to tell us about the era of Mashiach and verses in the book of Numbers. Conversely, Parshas Nitzavim and Parshas Balak identified Mashiach's person, the idea that a man would be anointed to lead the world to peace. And then the Rambam introduced yet another scriptural proof, the idea that in the end of time, Hashem would expand the land of Israel. And in that new territory, we'd need to add an additional 3 Ari Miklat, cities of refuge. That's a municipality in which the inadvertent murderer can take asylum. And the question that we asked is, what is achieved with that proof? In previous episodes, we demonstrated how, on the superficial level, this additional proof actually adds nothing. In the last episode, we talked about the concept of belief in Mashiach, the concept of redemption, now becoming part of a mitzvah. The big question was, so what? Who cares if the belief or idea of Mashiach is actually part of a mitzvah? Well, you should care, because the fact that it becomes part of a mitzvah represents a paradigm shift. It literally transforms the landscape from a Torah or faith perspective. Let me introduce you to the words of the Rambam, Maimonides, in the laws of Yesodei HaTorah, the foundations of the Torah. And I want to point out that Rabbi Don Yitzchak Abarbanel in Rosh Hashanah tells us that nowhere in Yesodei HaTorah, nowhere in the foundations of the Torah, does the Rambam actually ever talk about Mashiach. Why? Because the book of Mishneh Torah is a book that addresses obligations, mandates, the missions that we were tasked with, the things that are obligatory. And there is no mitzvah, per se, associated with believing in Mashiach. You don't fulfill a positive mitzvah when you believe in Mashiach. You don't fulfill a positive mitzvah when you anticipate or await Mashiach. But, as we've quoted copious times, if you don't do those things, you are, in effect, denying the Torah. So the Rambam doesn't mention anything in the laws of Yesodei HaTorah. Don Yitzchak Abarbanel says that only comes in the last set of halachot. In the 9th chapter of the laws of Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam says this about mitzvot, the things that we are mandated or obligated by God to do. Quote, Dovar barur umeforash batorah. It is something which is exceedingly clear. It's explicit in the Torah. Shehi, that the Torah is a mitzvah omedet leolam ula'ol me'olamim. It is an eternal set of instructions. Ein lano lo shinoi. The Torah will never change. Lo giroin velo tosefes. It will not be subtracted from, nor will it ever be added to. It's here to stay. Shenemar, as it is written, and here Maimonides leans on a verse that's found in the 13th chapter of the 5th book of the Torah, Sefer Dvarim, Deuteronomy 13, right in the beginning, Eskol hadavar asher anoichi mitzave eschem, all of these things that I command you, oto tishmeru la'asod, them you should guard, watch, and make sure to do. Lo tosif alav, velo sigra mimenu, do not add nor subtract. It's very interesting that the Rambam, in the book of Moreh Nevuchim, in the 3rd section, in the 41st chapter, he says, and I quote, Lefikach hizir ala tosefet v'hagiron. The Torah, Rambam talks there about the eternity of Torah itself, and he says that's why the Torah warns us, in effect, about trying to change, either by addition or subtraction. Mipnei shezeh hayomevi, because if we can add to or subtract from the mitzvot that God gave us, that brings lehefsed chukia Torah. That, in a sense, ruins or creates decay of the very foundation of the Torah. It brings, God forbid, a person to start to think, she'eino me'et Hashem. It's not God. It's not divine. Because God and divinity never changes. Our world changes. Our society shifts. Civilizations collapse and new ones replace it. But these are all things that are created by human beings. God is eternal. And as such, the vicissitudes of time have absolutely no bearing or impact on God. If we start to add or subtract to mitzvot or suggest that some mitzvot are no longer relevant or that others have now become more prominent or in fact other observances should now be undertaken, we're denying the divinity of the Torah itself. Rambam says this is most clearly exemplified in the command not to add or subtract. Back to the book of Mishneh Torah. Holomadta, this teaches you, or you have learned from this, shekol divrei haTorah mitzuvim anu la'asotem, that all of the instructions of the Torah, we are duty-bound, ad olam, for eternity. Rambam quotes a verse from the book of Leviticus, Vayikra Chav Gimel, chukat olam l'dorotechem, an eternal statute for all of your generations. Taking now us across the Torah into the book of Deuteronomy, where we go to Parshas Nitzavim again, chapter 30, verse 12. The Torah says, Lo bashamayim hi. The Torah is not in the heavens. Quite fascinatingly, the Targum Yerushalmi, and there's a similar medrash that says the same thing, on the words, Lo bashamayim hi oraita, the Torah isn't in the heaven. The Targum Yerushalmi says, Lameimar, as if to say that Levu Havalon Chad Kemoshe, there'll be another Moses, you know, a great prophet who will arrive at some point in the future. The Yisok Lashmaya, the Yisov Yisolon. He'll go back up to the heavens. He'll bring us a new Torah. So Moses was great. That's what was. I have something new for you. Lo bashamayim hi. Don't think you can go back to the heavens and get a new Torah. The entirety of the Torah has already been given. That is to say, all of its mitzvot. And as such, Ein novirach rashoy lechadesh. Dover me'ata. The Rambam says in Mishneh Torah, no prophet has the right or may, in effect, ever add anything to the Torah, to its mitzvahs. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, in his preface, says, and I quote, Kelomar, lo tovi me'et Hashem Torah acheret milvad zot. There isn't any other Torah that's coming to us. This is it. In Igeret Teman, another very famous epistle authored by Maimonides, the lo dat acheret, no other religion. God gave us one religion. It's called Judaism, and it's here to stay forever. And therefore, im yamod ish, should a man arise, bein min ha'umot, bein mi Yisrael, be he from the Gentile nations or from amongst our own, a fellow Jew. V'yasa otu mofet, he'll perform miracles or wonders. V'yomar, he'll tell you, Hashem shalochai, God has sent him, and he has a mission, namely, lehosif mitzvah. He's going to add a 614th observance or commandment to the Torah. O ligroa mitzvah, or he's going to say, from here on, we only got 612. O leforesh b'mitzvahs min ha-mitzvah, peiru shalosh shamanu mimoshe. Or to tell us, you know, this business of the Shabbat, it doesn't mean it the way we received the tradition from Moshe. Or it doesn't mean it that way anymore. This business of kashrut, of kosher, it once upon a time used to mean not eating pork because of lack of refrigeration. But today it means something totally different. Might he say? Well, then we respond to him, sorry, we will not leave the Torah of Moshe. And the Rambam rules, Hareza Novi Sheker. You have just discovered the definition of a false prophet. What's the key? Shahari bola hakchish nevuato shel Moshe. Because that person has come to deny the Torah of Moshe. My friends, there are many amazing chidushim, novel ideas in Torah. No new mitzvahs. There's deeper insight. There's Kabbalistic and mystical teachings. Things which we believe ultimately hail back to Moses at Sinai, yet perhaps nobody ever discovered these depths and their profundity before. No new mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are ironclad and absolute, and they can never change. By introducing the concept of Messiah, Mashiach, as a mitzvah, the Rebbe maintains, the Rambam has in effect framed the concept of messianic redemption with mitzvah eternity, with the idea that it can never change. It isn't possible for one to say, at least not within the framework of Torah true Judaism, well, once upon a time, there may have been a possibility for a Mashiach, or it doesn't mean it literally. It's a, you know, a Nirvana-like discussion about the utopia humanity would like to aspire to. Absolutely not. The belief in Mashiach, as Maimonides outlines it here, is part and parcel of a mitzvah. And as such, because it's a prat, it's a detail in a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Ari Miklat, cities of refuge. Just as the cities of refuge are part of the 613 mitzvahs, and as such, they are a mitzvah omedet la'olam, they are a mitzvah that lasts the test of time for eternity. It can't change. So too, my friends, the Rambam is trying to prove, to demonstrate to us, there can't be any change, any shift, any modification in this promise that Hashem has given us. In fact, the Rambam, in the very same halachas that we are studying, the Laws of Kings, chapter 11, towards the end of halacha 3 says, when he speaks about the identification of Mashiach, Rabbi Akiva's supposition, the dispute amongst the sages, the Rambam says, Iker hadvarim kochahein. Here is the most primary or foundational thing you must know. Shahatorah hazot, this Torah, the Torah that we study and enact, the Torah whose instructions we act upon. Ein chukeha u'mishpoteha mishtanin. Its statutes, its laws and ordinances will never change. La'olam u'le'ol me'olamim. For all eternity. We can neither add nor subtract. So now, we're beginning to understand why Maimonides felt compelled to introduce us to yet a third Pentateuchal proof. Because these verses, framing Mashiach as a mitzvah, underscore the veracity, the absolute impossible to change truth of the coming of Mashiach. And that's the Mashiach we, the Jewish people, believe and yearn and await for. May he come b'mehiro miyomenu, speedily and in our days. More about the power of framing Mashiach with a mitzvah mandate in the coming episodes. Thanks so much for joining. If you haven't yet, please subscribe, youtube.com/RabbiMendelKaplan. God bless you. And have a beautiful day.